So we have some takeaways again for the audience on policies and procedures. And again, we're going to get into this in great detail later today. But yeah, obviously important to have transparent, accessible policies. As Jay mentioned, people have to know where they are. We have to address the nuances in local law, develop robust controls. And as Daniel mentioned, you know, you have to have the rest of the program enforce and monitor the policies. Lori, Jay, Daniel, anything else, just as if someone in the audience is writing some takeaways down on policies and procedures you don't want them to miss?
So just a couple practical things. In every policy, make sure it's clear who the owner of the policy is and where do you go for questions. I think that's when we talk about keeping policies relevant and current, people need to have a place to go, because what you hope is that they're reading them and they're asking questions. So they need to know who to engage with. The other issue is, how do you disseminate the policies? You know, you may have a system in one country where you can easily disseminate it and have an acknowledgement, you know, function. You know, in another location, you may not have that system in place, and you may rely on cascading and leadership at the top, in the middle, and on the front line to really help disseminate that policy. So make sure you have a plan, and then make sure that you keep track of how you've managed your policy dissemination. That's one way to help document under the sentencing guidelines to really show that you are taking this seriously.
Jay?
Ryan, I would just say that while I agree totally with Daniel, the fact that you have policies doesn't mean you're done or that your program is actually working. Anybody that has ever had an independent review of your compliance program, the person or entity coming in and doing that will focus very heavily on risks.